I mean, I've had past life dreams. There are a lot of children who describe their past life when they're
asleep
4 years
old. So you also agree that it is really just what happens when you accidentally open yourself up spiritually to the wrong thing, and then a demon manages to get a hold of you and tells you that, yes, this is in fact the case. To A Year Unhinged. My name is Brianna.
And I am Maddie. My pronouns are they, them.
And today, we're at it again. We're doing the best worst interview. And you guys get to tell us which one it is, if you don't mind, that is.
Who wins the crown of the best worst interview?
Exactly. I go first for which?
Oh! I think I started the last two, so you can start this one.
Okay, so I'm the interviewer?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I have muted you, so I can no longer hear when you agree with me.
Yes,
alrighty.
Of course.
Welcome back to I Am Right and No One Else Is. Today I'm interviewing Maddie, who will tell you straight out of the gate that past lives are garbage, and they are false things. They are not true. They are just demons that are tricking you into believing that is the case.
That would be really,
Maddie, would you like to agree with me?
Yeah, you know, I think that it'd be a weird thing for a demon to do. What are they getting out of it? I don't know. And, you know, people are free to believe what they want, but I sure
That's
have had
nice
some
and all. But honestly, okay. You have no proof. There is no proof. There is no, like, observable science to back it up. There is truly no evidence therein.
You know, there are a lot of kids...
Now I'm just arguing you. Sorry.
You can. It's your interview.
Okay. Then I will I will argue you, because I realized I started it out by saying I am right and no one else is.
Yeah. What? It's your show.
Sure. Wouldn't you agree that I am right about this?
You know,
expert in many things.
Yes. Sure, yes. You're not going to list them. Just many things. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I've had past life dreams. There are a lot of children who describe their past life when they're 3 or 4 years old.
Great. So you also agree that it is really just what happens when you accidentally open yourself up spiritually to the wrong thing, and then a demon manages to get a hold of you and tells you that, yes, this is in fact the case.
You know, I don't know why a demon would care if someone thought they were a farmer in the 1800s or something like that. But, you know, I guess if a demon is
good,
just like a
good.
Weird prankster,
I'm so glad
then...
that you also share the exact same views as me. So that way, I can change the name of this podcast to sure. We Are Both Right, because you agree with me. Isn't
you
that
know?
Lovely? Isn't that nice?
It exists, you know?
All right,
like
I'm
lives, actually.
Because we are right. Goodbye.
Because we are right. I like that. Oh boy, that was fun. Do you have another one for me?
Oh yeah, it was the American Girl dolls.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm going to take my headphones off.
All right, do it. I don't want you to hear me.
Now, Brie, we have had an entire episode of you, maybe a few episodes, I'm not sure, of you and another American Girl doll expert talking about your American Girl doll knowledge, and I wanted to have you back on my show. This is mine now. to show you what I learned and show you that I really did absorb all the information that you had to give. And I think the most important part of it was how factually inaccurate it is and how, like, people really, like, need to understand that it's completely fiction. Like, it's not about anything real that happened.
No,
it is. It's not set in any, like, real events or whatever. It's just, like, they like to give you false information embedded in these children's stories and then cover it up in cute little gap-toothed grins. Would you not agree?
I would not agree, no.
I think that you seem to agree a lot, and I would like you to elaborate on why.
Oh, okay, well, allow me to elaborate on why you are wrong, because they are actually very good stories. They're very well written. They really communicate the general, like, the struggles of the day and the struggles of the time.
And it does make me wonder as well, I'm just curious about this, is there supposed to have been historical significance to the gapped teeth? Or if it's just a cute choice design, how do they floss? Do they need to? Is the gap wide enough that floss is not necessary?
The teeth are painted on and molded on.
All questions we can't answer.
No, we can answer the flossing one. You definitely cannot floss their teeth.
Exactly. We'll never know. And the reason we won't know is because it's just another falsehood sprinkled into these agendaed stories. you know, that are, again, they take place in different realities, in different time zones, and they're just sprinkled with historical inaccuracy, you know,
no.
Wars aren't real. I don't know.
Wars aren't real. What a stance.
You know, they try to really convince you that these girls' lives actually happened. That's
well,
what
no, they
is,
definitely make
know,
sure it's known like, that it's fiction.
Get it. The Revolutionary War was real. Sure it was. Nope. But then on top of it, you want me to believe that Samantha played a part in it? Samantha wasn't real.
Samantha wasn't in the Revolutionary War.
Samantha never
war.
Signed up for the war.
That was Caroline.
How dare you? This book definitely, certainly try to convince me that Samantha joined the Revolutionary War.
No, it didn't.
I won't be fooled. I won't be convinced. So what was your first red flag going, this is not the historical fact that it claims to be?
Well, no. That well, you got the names wrong. You got the characters wrong. You get the...
That's a good red flag. It is. Yeah, mine was from start to finish. So thanks for coming on to my show. I hope you had the time that it was. And goodbye. I am back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Also, just as a clarifying point, the people have already heard this, but you have not. It was Caroline that was in the Revolutionary War. Samantha was in the... Oh,
oh
okay.
I know.
Oh, you know. You
I
know.
Wanted
okay.
it to hurt. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, fine. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, was Felicity as well?
Yes, just actually, I believe so. Or she was, I believe so.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I just remember Ben got shot in the leg, and I think that was Revolutionary War stuff. But I'm not mm-hmm. sure. But anyway.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Everything I said was true anyway.
Yeah, totally.
No debating it.
But, I just blanked. The things. Sorry. You can cut that out if you want to. Or you can leave it in. Yes. So, for those of you who are listening and or watching, please do let us know who you thought had the best argument. Or if you thought that you could out-argue us, argue us in the comments. And we would love to hear it. Please do give us a rating that you think is fair and come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well.
Indeed.
Bye.
Bye.